Welcome to the world of magic, miracles, and possibilities. The Unicorn Podcast with me, Dr. Ashwini Chube, life transformation coach, spiritual and metaphysical teacher, Reiki Grandmaster, Access Consciousness Bards facilitator, and a lot more. In this podcast, we talk about the magic of life, which you can apply to your day-to-day life. So are you ready for today's episode? Why do we put people on pedestal and what makes us do that? What do we do about it? Have you ever wondered why do you do that? So many of us have a habit of putting people on pedestal. I remember for the longest time, I used to make sure everyone, each of my friend feels perfectly happy, and I make them feel very happy with, you know, their birthday celebrations, their pre-wedding celebrations, or just when I meet them, I used to make sure that they are very happy. On their birthday, I used to write huge notes on them, initially on paper and then on Facebook and Instagram. My friends received them with grace and dignity, but did not overdo that. When it came to my birthday, they wished me with grace and dignity, but did not overdo that. And instead of understanding that this is the way to live life, I got seriously offended because I felt that they don't do enough for me. When I put them on pedestal, they should put me on pedestal too. Did it really happen? How many of them put me on pedestal? Almost no one. Or maybe someone, a very few people. Well, it was mutual, but that was just 1% of the total huge amount of friend circle I had. And I often judged people who had boundaries and who would not overdo things. I called them dry, or I called them heartless. But was it true, or was it because I was a recovering doormat? Wow, it's such a powerful way to think of this, that yes, I was a recovering doormat and I was not ready to let go of the thought that I was just trying to make people feel good because I wanted them to do the same to me. I also realized I had a sort of low self-esteem, and this low self-esteem made me always seek people who would want to do so much for me so that they would validate that I'm important. But the way you treat yourself, that's exactly the way people treat you. I repeat, the way you treat yourself is the way people treat you, not the way you treat them. Most people feel that if we do good to others, they will do good to you. So most of us do good to others, but don't do good to our own self, because we believe that it's selfish. And people will exactly mirror, because according to Neville Goddard, everyone is you pushed out. Everyone is treating you exactly in the same manner, the way you are treating yourself. So if you want to change this dynamic, change the way you treat yourself. And this is what I realized very late in life. And I did a lot of studies, lot of work, lot of client sessions. I studied these concepts. I applied it to my own life. I also experimented it with my clients, and I started seeing them getting many breakthroughs, out of which my golden authentic self modality came into consideration, came into picture. So why do we put people on pedestal? Very simple question. First and foremost, when we love someone or admire someone, be it family, be it friends, be it even colleagues, or be it your, you know, anyone and everyone in your life, when we admire someone, when we love them, we just focus on their positive qualities, which is a very beautiful thing to do. But we create an idealized image of my best friend is the best person. You know, my colleague is the best colleague ever. You know, someone from my social group is the best person. They are the best in what they do. okay, I understand each one is, every person is amazing. There is so much amazing about each person we meet that I always feel people are like books. There is so much to learn from each one of them. There is so much to experience with each one of them. But we overlook their shortcomings. We overlook that they too are humans and they too have flaws. And we idealize them too much. Secondly, when we put someone on pedestal, as I said before, it could also be because we have low self-esteem and we have, something which we do not find within us, something unmet within us, which we are projecting on them. And by idolizing someone who possesses those qualities, we create a sense of fulfillment, of satisfaction. I know this is very deep. It took me a while to actually understand this. So for instance, if there is some drawback within me, for instance, if I don't sing very well, and there is someone who sings so well because I can't do it and I see that in them, I feel, oh my God, wow, they are so good. And I put them on pedestal for that. And this is exactly what we do in fan worship, right? When we admire celebrities or anyone we see successful people and we so want to be successful that we worship that in them. We call them even our role models. That is for the celebrity fan worship, but that also applies to the people in our friend circle, in our family. So for instance, if one of your parents possesses a quality which you don't have, you may be putting them on pedestal and say, oh my God. And we do that a lot with our family. When I ask people who is a role model, 90% people say my role model is my mother or my father. As there is nothing wrong with having them. But when I talk about role models, I always say that go beyond what you always see. Go beyond your comfort zone and see, look at people outside in the world of what they have done and what you are capable of doing. So as much as we should get inspired from them, but we shouldn't be putting them on pedestal. Inspiration is great, but putting them on pedestal and putting our unmet, unsatisfied needs on them is something which is a total big red flag for your own self-growth. So the second reason is because we see those qualities in them which we do not see in ourselves, and we hero worship them for that reason. Also, it is a lot of social conditioning. People pleasing is a sort of social conditioning because the society promotes people who are successful. And it makes that if you put people on pedestal and if you are trying to go out of your way and idol worship them, you are considered normal part of the society. There is one more very big aspect in it in psychology, which I call as codependency. When you are codependent, you are always dependent on someone else for your happiness. You are always looking at external situations for your happiness. So when you are putting someone on pedestal, it is because you somewhere seek approval and validation, and you feel that someone with that exceptional qualities will help you do that. And finally, it's, you know, like I spoke about people pleasing just a few minutes ago. You want to people please, you want to make them feel good because you have been a compulsive people pleaser. It has almost become a part of your personality, and I also call it a doormat, a recovering doormat. So many of us were doormats at one point of time. We have gone, you know, out of our way to please people, give them gifts, give them, make their birthday special, make their anniversary special, whenever they invite them, cook food for them, bring gifts. All of this is an act of people pleasing. So when I talk about it, people argue with me. Many people even get angry and they say, it's not people pleasing, it is kindness. I said, sure, everything till a particular limit is kindness. But when it becomes one way, it is only and only people pleasing. When people are not even reciprocating. I know so many people, me and my family, we used to invite a lot of people for lunch, dinner to our place. And they used to always ask, so when are you inviting me for lunch or dinner? And I would invite them. But when I look back, I realize that I have not even gotten a single dinner invite from them. I've never been to their house. And I still kept calling them, cooking for them, until I realized that this one-way traffic has to stop. And that made me realize how much of people pleaser I was. It was not being kind. Being kind is just being you. And how many of us know that? How many of us believe that in order to be kind, we have to go out of the way and do things for people? Because once you are people pleasing is also like a drug. It gives you a high, because oftentimes my core belief was, I don't care who does anything for me, but I'm going to do it for them. And this made me burn out my energy, time, and of course resources. You have 24 hours in the day. If you are going to spend all of that doing things for others, you just cannot do that. Now, this is very, very much in contrast to the service attitude, which I often speak about. Service attitude is where you serve people, okay, as an act of kindness. But when you serve someone, okay, always remember that don't get burnt out while you do that. Because if you are getting burnt out to serve others, you are a people pleaser. This is a thin line which you will get it when you will get it. But this is the reason why we put people on pedestal. Now my next question, or your next question, would be how to push them off the pedestal. First and foremost, I believe in this absolute rule of access consciousness, among the 10 commandments of access, which talks about do not make anyone significant. Once you insignificant person, someone, anyone and everyone, including your own self, so when I say that don't make anything or anyone significant, it also includes do not make yourself significant, then you just flow with life. Whether it is your family, your friends, your colleagues, the people you work with, clients, do not make anyone significant. Just know that the first step to pushing them off the pedestal is stop making them significant. The second step, build your own self-esteem, build your own self-worth. Know that whatever you lack, you are able to give it to yourself. Three, be kind to others, be compassionate to them without overdoing it. We need to stop overdoing all these things. We just need to be ourselves and we just need to live life being kind and compassionate to them without overdoing it. And fourth and very important, know your boundaries and be ready to speak up for yourself. Once you know your boundaries, you will not put people on pedestal. Once you know your boundaries, you will stop leaking energy. Energy leak is when you are giving in so much more that you cannot receive. You are left with an empty cup. So stop energy leak and get into the place where you are someone who flows with the universe, who doesn't overdo anything, who loves people, who is being kind to them, yet has boundaries. And Bhagavad Gita talks about the person who is equal in terms of happiness and sadness, who treats the sun and wind as the same, who treats heat and cold as the same. And this is exactly what we look at. So I hope this video made sense to you. And I want you to take this video as a lesson to go back and see if you have put people on pedestal and how do you want to push them and still love them and still be kind to them. Because my friend, being in balance is the secret to living a good life. Thank you very much for watching this video. And if you like this video, do share and subscribe to our channel. This is Dr. Ashwini Chube. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.